So, Michelle, 50 years of FM 95, and you were a part of, and when you left us, by the way, are you in Florida now still?
Yes, I'm in Florida.
Yeah, when you leave Galesburg, you should go to Florida. Did you go to Florida after Galesburg? Where did you go?
No. I went from you, I went to, let's see, hold on, I gotta think. I went to Springfield, and from Springfield, I went to Peoria. From Peoria, I went to Dothan, Alabama. From Dothan, Alabama, I went to Melbourne. From Melbourne, Florida, I went to Daytona. And here I am at Daytona Beach.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
So,
well, you finally made it to the warmest spot. You made your way down.
I know, right?
All right. So you said early 90s you started. What got you? How did you walk through the doors of FM 95? How'd that work out?
Let's see. I was working on one of the stations across town,
mm-hmm.
and I was working on one of the AM stations, and then there was an opening at WAAG, and I said, I don't know anything about country, but I'll give it a try.
What were you listening to?
I was doing like oldies across town.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So, and I really didn't know much about that. I knew a little bit about that, like rock and roll and stuff, but I didn't know much about country, but I thought, well, I'll give it a try.
Yeah.
So I walked in there, and at the time it was so good. I mean, not that it's not good now, because it is, but I mean, in the 1990s, you got to remember, you had Clint Black just coming out. You had Alan Jackson just coming out. Garth Brooks was just getting started. Randy Travis was just coming out. Kathy Mateo was just coming out.
Yes.
I mean, these are great superstars. And I mean, I'm thinking, this music is good.
Yeah.
So I started really liking that kind of music. And
you walked into it and were a country DJ at a great time in country music.
Exactly. And the station was just, was booming. I mean, everybody was in love with the station. The one thing about FM 95 is that people have been, and I think always will be, just totally loyal to that station. Like nothing I've ever seen. Your fans are loyal.
Yeah, Michelle, that's what they told me when I took over. Because you're right, I did. I came from a rock station, and they said, now you're going to do mornings. And they all laughed, of course, because the spot was open forever. And I said, I want to do mornings. And they said, you know the responsibility, right? This is a family radio station. You can't do some of the things you did over there on the rock station.
Right, that's right.
There are people that listen in their kitchen like from 6 a.m. until they go to bed at 11 p.m. And just long time, all the time listeners. And you're right. So people are loyal to FM 95 and the format.
And they do. They do. They listen with their kids in the car, and you can't be telling dirty jokes.
No,
like you did on the
and I never have. I never have. I've let other people maybe tell a few, but for the most part, I've grown up, Michelle. So you had the love. Did you just fall into the hits of the day and learn to love the artist and immerse yourself in the format? How did it work for you? Not doing.
Yeah. That's exactly right. You learn to love that. And then you get into the lifestyle, of country music. And basically it's just all about easy, simple living and treating people right. And, the songs are just about life and love and the heartache and different things of today and things that are going on. Even now, the music continues to be like that. And, FM 95 was just a great place to be, and I kind of miss it, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Who are some of the folks that you remember just being your day-to-day, and when you think back, like a few names, three or four names that always pop into your head that were there during your time?
Well, Raymond and Raymond, of course.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. And Brian Hamlin.
The Animal.
Brian the Animal Hamlin.
Yeah.
The Animal Hamlin.
Yeah.
Yeah, going back a few years. Those are the ones that I remember. I don't remember really anybody else.
What was the lineup? Where did you start and where did you end up on FM 95? Did you do an afternoon or midday? Where did Michelle start?
I started in nights doing 7 to midnight, and I ended up in middays from 10 to 2.
Yeah.
And that's the perfect, everybody knows that's the perfect shift, the 10 to 2.
Did you love that?
I did love that. Yeah. You didn't have to get up too early, and you still have a good part of your day to enjoy. So.
And how long were you on FM 95, Michelle? Because I know how immersed you. When I came in, I was. You're just a few years older than I was, but I was young in broadcasting, and I always looked up to you and others like you and Brian Hamlin as, okay, that's how you do it. That's how you do it. And you guys were always having fun inside the window, inside the studio. And I'm glad to be able to do that now and to be a lot better than I was back when you knew me.
Oh, cool. That's cool. Well, I was there for about 10 years, so I had a good time there. I had a good long time there, and I grew up there too. So a lot of people already know me from growing up in the area, but then people really got to know me over the radio, and I met a lot more people just being on the radio. So that's even cooler. And I'm still in contact with a lot of those people.
Michelle McCoy's on the phone, a Knoxville girl, and on FM 95 for 10 plus years playing country music. And it stayed with you. You decided to stay in radio when you left, Michelle. And have you ever left the country format? Or if you have, you've always went back? How did it work out?
No, I mean, I've done different formats along the way, but I've always had my hand in country. Like, there's been some stations where you do multiple. As you know, you go to work at a radio station, excuse me, and they'll have you do one station in particular, but then they'll also have you do another one in the same day. And so in addition to your country station, you may have to do a rock station or a top 40 station or whatever. But I've always done a country station all along. So.
And you're in Daytona now. How's it waking up and going? When are you on and where are you at?
Well, 6 to 10 in Daytona Beach, and it's WKRO.
You're doing mornings?
Mm-hmm. Mornings. Mm-hmm.
That's great. Now, are you solo or do you have a show?
No. Yeah. Oh, no. Nobody's solo in this area.
I didn't think
nobody's
so.
Solo.
Yeah. That's great.
No.
Michelle, if you can, we're celebrating 50 years of FM 95 in your ears on the radio. It started out, of course, in 1966 as WGIL AM, beautiful music for years. And then in the early 70s, turned into a top 40 country. And when Michelle got here in the early 90s, way over 20 years ago, it was country music, and she did afternoons here. And Michelle, just maybe one of your favorite memories. What pops when you do think fondly of FM 95? Maybe not a specific one, or maybe a certain time from your time here at FM 95.
You know what? We had a game that we played, and it was one of the most popular games we ever played on FM 95. It was the Money Wheel. How many people remember the Money Wheel?
What now, was it as easy as it sounds?
It's as easy as it sounds. We would have different sponsors on the Money Wheel, and every time we'd say, okay, we're going to take caller number 9 to spin the Money Wheel.
Yeah.
And they would call up, they would pick somebody on the Money Wheel, and if it came up, say, Jessup's of, you know, or whatever it was.
Right.
And it came up and landed on that one. I remember the big one was High Low. It was high, everybody picked High Low, and High Low was always a winner almost, and they would win $16 to go to High Low, and if they didn't win, then it was up to $17. But people would call, and those phones would ring off the hook for the Money Wheel game. They would love the Money Wheel game.
And it sounds like it wasn't necessarily about the money; it was just being part of the game.
It was being on the Money Wheel game on FM 95. It was the biggest thing we had going. It was the Money Wheel game. You would have thought we were giving away a gold brick. I mean,
that's awesome.
It was great, and it was so much fun. And we would do it 2 or 3 times during our show, and people just loved it. And I think if you ever brought back the Money Wheel, I think people would go insane for it.
And Michelle, you did middays. You said 10 to 2.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, on FM 95 for years. Everybody knows me, being at work or going to lunch or coming back from lunch, listening to Michelle. And I remember being here when you were in the studio. It's a different studio now, Michelle, where FM 95's actually in the, where they had all the records. Do you remember where they stored the records?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
really?
Down the hallway by WGIL, we're in that studio now. Yeah, things have changed a little bit.
Oh, that's wild.
Yeah, yep. Well, it's so great to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's so awesome. And when I was here, you were here for I was here for like 3 or 4 years when you were still here, and then you took off, and I was on the rock station, and
You were the rock star that we didn't know whether it was going to show up for work or not. Is Eric going to come to work today or not?
I know. Was there any question that I was going to be there?
Yes. Yes. You were a wild child. I remember that.
I grew out of that a little bit. I've grown up.
You were a wild child.
Just
I can tell
bit.
Some stories, but you don't want me to tell those.
Michelle McCoy. Michelle says I used to go in and tell her how much I disliked the music that she was playing.
You did. You said, "Oh, I don't like country music. I don't care for it." And you said, "I don't think I could ever sit there and listen to that for 4 hours at a time."
And 20 years later, look where I am.
And you know, I have to tell you, years later, when Keith Urban came out, I always thought that you looked like Keith Urban.
It's me. I'm part-time Keith Urban, and I'm part-time on the radio.
I know. You are. You are. You. I always thought you looked like him.
Well, all the way from Daytona, Florida, Michelle McCoy, a Knoxville girl, and on the air for over 10 years on the FM 95 airways, and part of this 50th anniversary, a big part of it, Michelle, that you've played in making the station great, and we just wanted to thank you and hear your voice.
Oh. Thank you. Thank you. It was my pleasure.
You bet. It was great talking to you, my dear.
You too.
Thanks.
You too. And if you ever want a morning show partner, give me a call.
Well, you're the same. I'm more apt to come in that way than you are apt to come in this way.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you never know.
Thanks,
you
Michelle.
Never know.
Thanks, Michelle.
No problem.
All right,
okay. Bye-bye. Bye.